message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Morning. I want you to please take advantage of this presence of the Lord this morning. Take advantage of this presence of the Lord around this environment this morning. Nobody will live here the same in the name of Jesus. We'll go straight into the word and we trust God that nobody will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? We want to congratulate the final year students of various schools. We want to appreciate God in your life. God will bless you in the name of Jesus. I'll talk more in that direction later on in this service. Above only via gratitude. Or you can also say via thanksgiving. Above only via gratitude and thanksgiving. Our God loves us. And passionately so, sincerely so, He has displayed His love to us from the beginning of time. He has showed us from time that He loves us. And He has done many things to prove it to us that He loves us. And there's something very important that God is asking from us. That God is seeking from us. And that is a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. What is gratitude? What is thanksgiving? It is appreciation of God for His help, favor, and blessings in our life and our destiny. Appreciation of God for His help, for His favor, for His blessings on our destiny. And I want us to realize this, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people, people of God. God keeps record of all that He's doing for us. And it's in the Bible, in Luke 17, from verse 12 to 19. 17, from verse 12 to 19, the story is there of lepers. Bible says, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers. 10 of them were leprous men which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. A leprous situation is a situation that is not presentable. A leper is somebody who is not presentable. Many of us have been in leprous situations many times. Hard situation. That's what leprosy means. A situation that is very, very demeaning. Somebody might say, I'm not a leper. But you have been in several situations that are almost like it's leprous. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto your priest. Like, go and meet your pastor. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, that is giving God gratitude. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They had not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. 10 people were blessed. 10 people were transformed. 10 people were lifted above other leprous men. But only one remembered to return back to the person that did it, which is the Almighty God. And this Bible passage tells me that God always remembers everything He has done for us. He is not a forgetful God. And quickly this morning, I want to show you areas. Some of the areas, there are millions and billions of areas. But a few areas that we require, that God requires gratitude from us. Areas, example of areas for gratitude. One, number one, areas for gratitude and thanksgiving is breath and health. God requires that as long as breath is in your nostrils, you deserve the praise. As long as you are standing, it deserves the praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that is alive, let him praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6. Anybody and everybody that is breathing, that is in good health. Some of us, sometimes you just need to go to the hospital and just walk around. Go to the emergency section. Go to the pediatric section. You will now appreciate God on the life of your children. Go to the gynecology section and you appreciate God for your own, for your wellness as a woman. And because of the women's program, one of the best gynecologists in this city and I'm sure in this part of Nigeria will be here on Friday. We will let you know some of the things that are going on and we'll be able to even thank God better. That's for the women and for the young ladies. That's for Friday night, this Friday. So, you need to thank God for your health. Because He's the one preserving your health. There are some, you know many things that happened to you and it just went. You didn't go to the hospital, but the thing just disappeared. There's a time you were feeling some things in your breast, the thing just disappeared. There's a time you poo-pooed almost throughout the whole day. It's like you were even almost poo-pooing blood. But you see, got back on your feet. There's a time your eyes was having problems, the thing just went back to normal again. Your health deserves the gratitude from the Lord. Number two, example or area for gratitude is provision. Somebody say provision. God has been supplying your needs. Philippians 4 verse 13. For my God will supply all my needs according to Philippians 4 19. All my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our God is a supplier. He has been supplying you many things. Provision, money, food items. Even when you did not ask, you got a lot. You didn't ask. But God went to touch somebody and a lot came on your phone. You rushed out to the bank. It was like a mirage, as if the thing should not reverse. So you rush quickly. You know, He's a supplier. He's a merciful God. Always providing our needs. He's here to meet our needs and to set the captives free. Jesus is here right now. He's a need meter. He always meets needs. He always meets needs. Number three, example of area for gratitude is for your family and friends. In Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, Bible says, both you and your children, you are for signs and wonders. I and the children which God has given unto me are for signs and wonders in Israel. God has been doing signs and wonders in the life of your friends and in your own family directly. Your testimonies are numerous. If we are to give you time here now, time is not enough to say what God has done since this year started. O tope, o mama tope, o re Jesus. O tope, o tope, hey, o tope. O mama tope, o re Jesus. God has been helping them, giving them testimony. Some of you, your husbands are not around. They are far away. Some of you, your children are not here. They are schooling far away. Yet, a single hair of their body has not been extracted by the wicked. One single hair like this has not been removed by the wicked. Number four, area of gratitude to God is in the area of protection and preservation. In Psalm 124, verse 1 to 7. Psalm 124, verse 1 to 7. If it had not been... Can we read it together, everybody, from any of the screens nearest to you? 1, 2, go. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Somebody that has escaped, shout hallelujah. Somebody that has escaped, shout hallelujah. Say, we have escaped. We escaped that accident. I escaped that armed robbery attack. I escaped that food poisoning. I escaped that problem in my dreams. Some of you, masquerade was pursuing you in your dream. Cain, people were using Cain to pursue you, but you escaped. Some of you, many accidents, Okada accident, Achaba accident, car accident, different accidents, you escaped it. You are only hearing about the evil happening, but you never, it's only from your Facebook and all that you are seeing that, so evil is happening here, so they kill somebody here, so somebody died here, so they even killed one family here, but you never tasted it, and you will never taste it for life. Protection. And we are in a time and a period where we have never need divine protection like now. We have never needed divine protection like we need it now. The evil is so prevalent, sucking of blood of men. But God never allowed the evil ones to suck your blood or the blood of your children. Evil everywhere. But you and your family and your loved ones have continued to escape these things. You are growing older, and as you are growing older, you are getting more protected. Right? Say this, all the days of your life, not one evil shall come near you and your household. Not one evil shall come near you or your household. In the name of Jesus. In Luke 20 verse 18, Luke 20 18 says, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Not an hair. God has so protected you that even an hair of your head never perish. And I pray for somebody here today, you will continue to enjoy the protective hands of God in the name of Jesus. You will continue to enjoy the protective hands of God in the name of Jesus. Number five thing you need to thank God for is success in projects. God has been blessing you in all your projects, school projects, academic projects, building projects, and all the projects you have been laying your hands upon. We are celebrating some from people here this morning. It's a project. Many started but could not finish. But you started and you are finishing well. Doesn't God deserve the praise? He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the adoration. Under the last point, protection and preservation, is Luke 21 verse 18, not 20 verse 18. 21:18. A single hair of your head shall not perish. Luke 21:18. Look quickly. God has been keeping you in all your projects. Success in projects. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He says, he that began a good work in you is faithful. Somebody say faithful. Faithful to complete it. So what does that mean? That good thing that God has started, he is faithful to complete it. He is faithful to complete. He has done it. For these ones, he has done it. And for those coming behind you, he will still do it. For those coming behind those ones, he will still do it. Those coming behind those ones, he will still do it. Those coming behind those ones, he will still do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Success in projects. And that's why I know that every project you have started this year, we enjoy speedy completion. We're also thanking God this morning for some people that got married yesterday. It's a project. We are also doing child education this morning. It's a project. The project of 9 months. The project of 9 months. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our voice in word, as we bless your holy name. Your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our voice, as we bless. He's a faithful God. Without him, no project can be started and completed. In Revelation 21 verse 6, the Bible says that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He says, behold, make all things new. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And he's the one that makes all things new. He will make all things new in your life today. I say he will make all things new in your life today. And number six, we are to be grateful for his intervention and assistance. Intervention and assistance. There's a song, when my back is against the wall. Right? When it seems that it's over. Our God is a God of intervention. Many of you have enjoyed intervention. When it was as if your back was going to be against the wall, as if they were going to crucify you, the way he made the way, the way he made the way, he made the way. When it's as if there is no other option, God still made a way. What a merciful God. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me. God bless. Please sit down. I'm sorry to have been disturbing you up and down. It's just that I can't help it. See your life, see your faces. I can't help but thank God for your life. And I know that we will continue to thank God for you in Jesus' name. Number seven. I'm still laying the foundation and I have just about 14 minutes more. 16. Number seven, on areas we need to thank God for, is his mercy. Somebody say his mercy. The mercy of God is so mighty. In Exodus 20 verse 6. Exodus 20 verse 6. Also in Deuteronomy 5 verse 10. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him. And you are part of those that love him and he has showed you mercy. Moranuba.
verse 20. Can I have a change of mic so that I can do the work easily? In Psalm 66 verse 20, the Bible says, blessed be God which had not turned away my prayer nor his mercy from me. Blessed be God who had not turned away my prayer nor his mercy from me. God will never turn his mercy away from you in Jesus' name. Hold on. You know what? If not for mercy of God, many of us can't be here today. Some of the things some of you here have done, if it is man that knows about it, they would have disgraced you. If it is man, thank you. If it is man that knows about it, they would have disgraced you. For God, he colored your effort and covered your errors. He colored your effort, your little effort, he colored it. But the one where you are wrong, you say, no, let me pamper him, let me pamper her. If he had exposed it to the world, they would have crucified you. That's why every day of our life we must realize that we are candidates of his mercy. It is God's mercy that did not allow you and I to turn into a mess. It is the mercy of God that has turned our life into a message. We need to be grateful. We need to be grateful. We are all recipients of this mercy. The Bible says, if God will count iniquity, who will stand? God said, oh yeah, let us be counting iniquity. 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 Who will stand? Who? My prayer for somebody here is that you will not miss out on God's mercy. As I move on quickly within the limited time I have, how to show your gratitude to God. I'll take that within a few minutes and I'll be trying to be very fast. I just finished the foundation now. How to show your gratitude, number one, is by serving him. In 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 17. 2 Kings 22 verse 17. The Lord speaking there says, because they have forsaken me and have burnt incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands, therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. Somebody say, God forbid. If you really want to escape this, also the Bible talks about something like that also in 2 Chronicles 7 verse 19 to 20. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 19 to 20. My prayer for you is that you will never turn your backs on God. Say, but if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandment which I have set before you, I shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Verse 20. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, which I will I cast out of thy sight. That is, if you are not ready to serve me and show me gratitude, I will withdraw my benefits. I pray that for somebody here, that will never be your situation in Jesus' name. I'm sure you have seen many people who were doing very well before, and all of a sudden they went down. It's ingratitude that caused it. It is ingratitude that caused it. Serving God not serving God at all, or serving God as if one is serving a house boy or something. If you really want to be grateful, then your service must be intensified, because the laborer is worthy of his wages. 1 Timothy 5 verse 18. The laborer is worthy of his wages. The laborer is worthy of his reward. You will not miss your reward in Jesus' name. You will not miss the reward of your labor in Jesus' name. You will not miss the reward of your labor in Jesus' name. How to show your gratitude, number one, is by serving him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him with everything. Number two way to show your gratitude is to honor him. Honor him. Honor God. To honor God means to reference him, respect him, and adore him. There's a song, adore, adore, and oh, Jesus, I adore you. I adore, 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 Jesus, I adore. My voice is overstretched because of prayers and fasting throughout course of the week. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So, to honor God and to adore Him is a sign of gratitude. You just honor Him. You reference Him. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. B. He said, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. 1 Samuel 2:30. If you honor me, I will honor you. When we say above only, it is for those that adore God. It is for those that honor God. You will not be lightly esteemed. You will not be pressed down. I didn't hear your amen. If you know, one of my major secrets is this: the way people treat God sometimes, honestly speaking, you cannot even treat your driver like that. As if God is, no. The way we are doing, He's seeing it. So everything you are doing must be with reference. Just adore Him, adore Him, adore Him, adore Him. Number three, because of time, how to show your gratitude? Live a life that pleases Him. Let your life please Him. Can you imagine that a man pleased God to the extent God was boasting about the man? The man's name is called Job. In Job 1:6-8, all the wicked people, devils and men and women were going about, and they appeared before God. And now there was a day when the sons of men came to present themselves before God, and Satan also came. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan said, from to and fro. Go on to verse 8, where I'm going. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? God was boasting about Job. Because Job's life referenced God. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Ah, God, help me. These are the kind of scripture that turns me on. God spoke about a man and said, there is none like this man. Go on. In the end, a perfect man, an upright man, one that fears me, God, and he ensured him. That is, he has hatred for evil. Job will never collect another man's wife. Job will never steal somebody's money. Job will never carry another man's daughter to an hotel. Job will never be involved in evil. His life referenced God. May God make you and I that kind of man. May God make you that kind of man where your life permanently pleases God. That's how to be grateful to God. That's how to be grateful to God. Your life permanently is pleasing God. You are living it the way God wants you to live it. Number four, how to be grateful, to show your gratitude to God, is to give Him, give unto Him. It amazes me that one of the major things in the Bible that comes when you type in your Bible, offering or giving, is one of the things that comes out most in the Bible. It's a pity that many people have abused it now, and people have overflogged it, and then people are attacking the church and all that. But I want to advise you not to be part of those kind of people. Let them do whatever they want to do. But I must tell you, one of the ways to honor God is to give to Him. In Exodus 25 verse 1 to 8, God Himself asks for, say, if you want to honor me, yeah, come and give to me. Exodus 25, 1 to 8. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. God Himself is talking here. I've done so much for them. Tell them to bring me an offering. Tell them to come and honor me. Tell them to come and honor me. Bring an offering of any man that giveth it willingly. with his heart he shall take an offering. Don't go far because, okay, let me just read these three. No, because of time. And this is the offering which you shall take of them: gold, silver, brass. Just stop there because of time. God himself said, to show that you honor me, you appreciate what I'm doing, bring me an offering. I didn't say that, God said it. To show gratitude to God is to give to him. To show the intensity of your love for God is to give to him. All these old school givings. Some of us, our givings, the same 100 naira we have been giving to God. The same 100 naira per week we have been giving to God for ages is the same 100 naira we are still doing now. Giving is meant to be according to your level. It's meant to be according to your level. If I give God 1,000 naira, it's an insult. If I give God, in fact, 10,000 naira, it's an insult. On a service like that, God, I came to you and I give you better. At my little level, it's an insult on God. You know, life is in levels. You know your level. So that level is what you look at. Just take this. That's why people don't change levels. They stay the same level. As God changes your level, you honor him with your givings. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. When God spared Noah raised a sacrifice to God in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20-22, and God swore and said, forever and ever I will not destroy man again. God was so excited. God is excited. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20-22. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will give you a giving heart in the name of Jesus. Do you know why God didn't accept the sacrifice of Cain in Genesis 4, verse 3-7, and he killed his brother? It was not an offering that is commensurable to God's blessing upon his life. You know that story of Cain and Abel, how he destroyed his brother? God, both of them brought something to God, and God accepted that of Abel and rejected that of Cain. His offering was below the level and the standard of God for his life. He kept the good part of his of the things. He kept it aside. He gave God, just take this. We can't be giving to God as if a friend comes to your house, you give him Coke. How much is a bottle of Coke now? 100 naira. Well, when you want to give God, you give him 50 naira. If I come to some people's house here, they can bring like 5 bottles of wine, which I will not even take one out of it. But when we now come to God, because we can't see him, God is so real. He's so real. He's so real. The more you give to him, the more he knows that you appreciate it. And listen, it must be done willingly. Anywhere you go and they tell you, if you don't give now, you die, tell them it's a lie. Giving must be done willingly. It's not by force. If anybody prophesies to you and tell you, God said, no, your car, he said you should give it to me, and God did not tell you that, it's a lie. Giving must be done out of your willing heart. Nobody should force you and say, now, great, they say you should give now 100,000. If you don't give now, you are going to die in 7 days. It's a bloody lie. It is according to what God has put in your heart and according to what you have part time. God said, now, sell your only house. God told Abraham to slay his only begotten son. Sell your only house. Give me the. It's a hungry man. But you yourself just think in your heart, God has done so much for me. He has done so, and then based on that, you now say, okay, God, let me give you this. That's how to do it. Not that somebody say, no. If you don't do it, you're going to fall down. Your children will die. It's a lie. Can't die. They can't die. And I say this. That's why most of you here, stop going about. It's when you go about that you carry cobweb. It's when you go about, you people will be exploiting you. They would have asked for your name. They will go to your Facebook and see all the data there. They now come back and say, yes, your fiancé is a yellow boy, when they saw him on Facebook already. Oh God. Say, you have four, you have three children. You have three children. You have two boys, two girls. Where they already explore you on Facebook. International 419. Judgment day will be very, very serious. But you yourself, don't go and position yourself in a place where they will expect. Anywhere you go, they are asking for cow, asking for chicken, asking for blood or something. Asking them, please bring this, bring that, so that everything can go on smoothly. So that is a what? They are hungry men, hungry men, hungry men. Looking for, they go and bring snail. You yourself, you have not ever eaten snail in your life. You never went to the market to buy snail in your life. Somebody said, go to the market, buy me 21 snail. Only, Bruku, only. Go and buy me snail. Immediately you turn your back, they break the snail, they fry it. They look for gallium sulfate and begin to eat it. Why? Why you are suffering in your house? Drinking kuli kuli and gari. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Number 5, on how you can appreciate God and appreciate His goodness is to testify. You can testify of His goodness. You can testify. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for this new car. Thank you for sparing my daughter or my son from accident. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to graduate. Thank you, Lord, for this, for this and that and that and that. That's how to do it. You keep thanking Him. And I think I better stop here. Number one now. Number six, I'll stop here because of time, is by praising and thanking Him. God praises our men and women who are ready to move above only. God praises. God praises. God praises. God praises. In Exodus 15 verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Our God always lifts people who praise Him. And this morning, we are here to praise Him. As I conclude, I've already run out of time. As I conclude, my counsel is as follows. 1, let a life of gratitude be your lifestyle always. Everything God has done, be thanking Him for it. I have a small jotter where I note things that God does for me. So when I'm reading, when I'm praying, I don't need to start cracking my brain. What did God do? What did God, I just bring it out. Father, thank you for this journey message. Thank you for the success of this. Thank you for this. Thank you for everything. Be noting all that God is doing in your life so that you can be a notable person in life. Be noting it because you can forget. You know, man is very forgetful. We are very forgetful. All we know is now. But have a jotter, small note. Like the one we gave you during the anniversary. Be noting it. Father, I thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for the safe delivery of this person. Thank you for this person. Thank you for this person. Thank you. By the time you do like 100 or 200, you will see that you don't even have too many prayer points. He has done so much. Number 2, counsel, is let God be fed consistently and tirelessly by your praise. Feed Him. Feed God every day by your praise. Feed Him. Don't starve God in your house. Let God be glorified. Be thou glorified, Almighty God. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified, Almighty God. Be thou. To the last counsel is refuse to be a murmurer and a complainer. Refuse it. The devil wants you to be a murmurer. What is it? Nigeria is so tough. Things are very hard. This and this and that. This and this and that. Refuse to be a murmurer. Refuse it. You know, after the prayer and fasting that we had in the course of the mid of the year, immediately after the fasting, I started having serious pains in my left hand. I told Pastor Moshika, and I think I told my wife also. Serious, as in I couldn't lift this hand. After this kind of praying for people and all that, devil this. But and I didn't go to any hospital. Neither did I take any drug. I just refused to murmur because they wanted me to murmur. Say, hey, you see that? You just be shouting. You're blessed. You're blessed. Now, oh, you'll be blessing yourself now. I refused. I said, no. No, I will not murmur, I will not complain. And the same way it came unknowingly, that is the same way it went back to those that sent it unknowingly. If it is sweet, let them be enjoying it now. Don't murmur. God, after all the service, I'm serving you. Eh? When am I going to get my own husband? When am I going to get my own children? Nonsense. I'm not even tired of all this. Don't be a murmurer. Don't murmur. Don't murmur. Don't ever be a murmurer. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. And lastly, my counsel is to submit your life to God as a living sacrifice. Give him your life as a living sacrifice. Just release your life to him. That is the greatest thing you can ever do in this life. Just release your life to God. Give him your life. Say, Father, I have donated my life. Just do anything you want to do with me. And I tell you, this above where you are going, no devil will be able to stop you in Jesus' name. I must not close this service this morning.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.